All right, so I'm an obsessive personality also. It started off with comic books, I think. Probably started off with Star Wars toys when I was a kid, Admiral Akbar in the bathtub. But but comic books, I became really obsessed with. I used to watch, walk down to the mini mart in Denver, Colorado, and pick up a few comic books, whatever I could afford. It turned into a multi-year obsession where I now have something like 10,000 comic books in storage. I've kind of stopped collecting because of grad school debt, but but they're there. And I love them. And what I used to do is I learned that I could draw. And so I turned that obsession into drawing and became known as a kid who could draw. And then throughout high school and really in at the end of grade school, eighth grade, me and my friend decided we would make a stop-motion animation. So I was obsessively making 1,500 frames in art class when we were supposed to be doing other things. But it really never... It was never that great. In fact, the character was Adequate Man. So Adequate Man was... He was pretty good, but he wasn't great. And he would fly around and he would pretend to save buildings, but they'd still kind of fall over. And he stopped the world from blowing up, but Denver still got destroyed. And whatever. So it was a 5-minute animation, and then I was into it. So I was making a zine, there was a comic book store that we went to all the time, me and my friends, and there was a guy there, and he would slip his zine into your comic book order. So I was that obsessed. I would order the comic books, and they would come every week, and I would call in 10 minutes before they opened, see what came in that day. Anyway, he would slip in these zines, and we were like, "Oh, this is so cool! This guy makes his own comic books. We're going to do that." So then, Adequate Man became serialized, and then I moved. I went to high school, moved from Denver to Florida, and that all really changed everything. So I became really mopey and like probably standard teen stuff, but it just seemed so dramatic to me, You know, comic book obsession became mitigated by girls, and there was I kind of became obsessed with girls at the same time, but I was still making zines and handing them out for 10 cents, and I became known as that guy. But by senior year of high school, I've managed to find a girlfriend, and prom came around, and I realized, oh, I was in this little group of friends, and one of them was our valedictorian, was going to be our valedictorian. And she was beautiful, and we ran into each other in the hallway one day, and I was just struck. I was just struck. The sun was behind her, and it's like, oh, I really like you. And not like in the super creepy, I'm going to follow you around way, but just, I like you a lot. Like, why am I with this girl? I should be with you. But I didn't have that kind of courage. I was kind of Adequate Man, right? So I was... I just decided, I got my girlfriend. This is my first girlfriend I've ever had. I'll stick with her. But that never left me. And then we all went off to college and came back from college for a New Year's Eve. And our valedictorian was there and had broken up with my girlfriend at that point. And, you know, New Year's, 3, 2, 1, drunken kiss. And whoa, we kissed. And it was for real. And it was for real for me. and I never forgot that. And we were still in that same group of friends. We stayed in touch, and she did not. I found out quickly the next day that she did not have those same feelings, and which is fine. We still stayed in touch, and I eventually moved to Denver, and then to Omaha, and a whole bunch of places. And she joined the Peace Corps, and we wrote letters, but just as friends. And when she would come back to the States from her time in Peace Corps and Doctors Without Borders, she would drive around the country and visit, and she would come visit me, so amongst lots of other people. So time passed. I'm still obsessed with comic books. I finally get a good job in Omaha. I spend all my disposable income on comic books. It's not that great. and whatever. So I'm in grad school in Reno. It's 2009 now. And for years, I've been getting invited to my cousin's weddings. And they, you know, whatever. So they're getting older and older and older and more married, all of them. And I'm always sitting at the kids' table, and finally, like I'm 27 or whatever, and I'm sitting at the kids' table with the 13-year-olds. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. So I have to, next wedding, I have to bring a date. So it happens to be in Baltimore, and that's where this valedictorian is living. And it's like, I call her up. I said, listen, can you go to this wedding with me? I would love to go to this wedding with you. I would love to not sit at the kids' table anymore. And she said yes. She's working as a nurse at Hopkins. So I come out here. This is like 12 years after high school now. And we, it's the snowpocalypse, right? It's that December right before Christmas. And I'm sorry, I'm finishing. Whatever, we get snowed in, and she tries to drive me around Baltimore in the snowpocalypse. We're like sliding into snowbanks, and she's like, oh yeah, that's Soundgarden, and great. And it just blurts out, we slide into a snowbank, and I'm just like, and we're talking, commiserating, and saying, oh, you know, I just haven't found anybody. I just wish I could find somebody. The obsession has changed, right? It's now life partner. And I said, well, you know, Kira, you never have to worry about that. I am deeply in love with you and have been since high school, since that moment and I saw you in the hallway. And I don't know what happened next, but like the next couple of days are a little bit of a blur, but fast forward. Gold medal of dating. And we're... being obsessed has its merits. Thank you.